800-234-9350. That's the beach line into the studio. Go ahead and use it. Take advantage of Band Watchers Compliment Week. Well, let's see. Over the weekend, I missed the opportunity to celebrate a couple rock and roll historical moments. We'll tie in one with the Yardbirds and Led Zeppelin later on tonight as your daily dose is coming up. Got Doobie Brother memories to rock back on and also some birthday stuff, which will tie in with the vintage Allman Brothers performance. That and plenty of beach-winning opportunities. Hang tight. We are just in the get-go steps of a Monday night rock and roll party.
Complete lobster dinner, $10.95.
Street on the Bay in Dewey Beach.
There's a draft party at the waterfront tonight from 9 until 1. 75-cent drafts and bucket a quarter sex on the beach shooters.
Monday, 75th Street on the Bay. BJ's.
And tonight at BJ's, it's No U-Turn.
So, for the very best crabs and the best party, what are you waiting for? Take Route 24 to the Long Neck Road and join the fun at the Crab Barn.
This weekend, the sounds of the pros, and this Sunday from 4 till 8, it's WZBH's Josh Clendaniel as the weekend party moves to the Crab Barn lawn with food, beer, games, prizes, clowns, and pony rides. Do you believe in magic? First Street, just off the boards in Ocean City. Remember, believe in magic and rock and roll. And while you're at Believe in Magic, and you will go to Believe in Magic, make sure you mention the beach. You can get a bottle of suntan lotion for $1 with the rest of your purchase. Into the new side of our rock and roll adventure tonight, from Into the Great Wide Open, here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Delmarva's home of rock and roll, 93.5 The Beach. The Beach, Delmarva's home of rock and roll. Joe Walsh, just an ordinary, average guy. And I'm the Pope. Joe was on Rockline a couple of weeks ago. Tonight, the Monday night tradition of Rockline will return, will continue. Pardonnez-moi, s'il vous plaît. And occupying the guest couch this evening is going to be members of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Now, there are some very historical and interesting things being tied in to the beginning of the Lynyrd Skynyrd 1991 concert. And I'm not going to tell you any more. You can find out. We'll let the guys tell you themselves. Tonight on Rockline at 11:30, and you're invited to join in toll-free, 800-344-7625. 1-800-344-ROCK for the one and only Rockline.
Come on.
Not just another concert. It's an event from Upfront Promotions.
It's the dance party of the summer, and it's happening tonight. Tickets are still available.
Hey, Corey DeKitt here from WZBH. This Thursday from 7 to 9, on the deck, at the inlet, on the bay, next to the Coast Guard station, and there's plenty of parking. And by the way, ignore all the rumors about the place being named after the owner's dog. Couldn't be farther from the truth. All lies made up to hurt me. It's incredible. Hey, down, boy. Easy, Corey. Sit. Corey's the place to be in OC. Tell him Corey DeKitt sent you. Down.
Corey's Sundown of the Deck is happening every Thursday throughout the entire summer.
It's hot. It's hot dogs and french fries, and you can enjoy Del's original slush lemonade and Good Humor ice cream. Come and party on the patio this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 to 7 with WCBH at the Carousel's Patio, Oceanside on 118th Street. The beach will give away CDs, cassettes, and t-shirts, and this week, Miller Genuine Draft will be giving away a ton of prizes. And you can register to win deluxe accommodations at the Twin Towers Hotel in Orlando. Rain or shine, it goes on every Thursday, the party on the patio from 4 to 7 at the Carousel in Ocean City.
Don't miss live comedy on Monday nights. That's tonight, and live music with The Fringe Tuesday through Sunday at the Carousel Club. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Give me lead or give me death. Delmarva's home of rock and roll, 93.5 The Beach. Delmarva's home of rock and roll, 93.5 The Beach, cranking out the best in new and classic rock for a Monday night rock and roll party. Queen from Innuendo and rocking back to the Brown Bomber with Led Zeppelin. And it was yesterday in 1968 that the Yardbirds broke up. which led to the formation, short though it was, of the New Yardbirds, which was done basically just to fulfill some contractual and some show date obligations. That, in turn, led to Led Zeppelin.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, and thank you, dude, and thank you, Cart 6. In rare form today.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we've got it warmed up. Hey, everybody, welcome.
You can't depend on
to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 WJFK, your holiday headquarters. Best of Don and Mike leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger with you on this gorgeous, windy, blustery day, Charlie Brown, Wednesday afternoon. You do want to listen to Don and Mike live at 3 because you could win $500 in laser loot from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal or dinner for two at Carrabba's Italian Grill. So be here at 3. Now, getting into the best of Don and Mike, a little bit of the Wayback Machine. When Mike was still married, he asked his wife, his then-wife, to put together a list of what she does not like about him. It is the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK, your holiday headquarters.
Mike.
Yes, Don.
You did promise today the top 10 list. Oh, hold on. Before that, let me just mention. I know you hit this at the beginning of the show. I want to hit it again. Tomorrow, our Valentine's Day show, it's the divorced slash separated slash marital counseling edition of the Newlywed Game, with all kinds of questions to show how much these people really dislike each other and why they should not be together as a couple.
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
I think we have, how many couples we got already? Four, five, something like that?
I think we're doing really, really well in the couples department.
We're giving away $500 in cash as the grand prize tomorrow, and you'll be glad to know for a change. Hold on. We have eight couples signed up so far.
Wow.
Eight couples. Hey, come here, Rummy. Please. Oh, here she is right now. Off the instant message and in person. How many of them do you think are showing?
I would say we'll probably get about five.
Well, then I don't think we need to keep soliciting then.
I think we're covered.
If we get five couples, we're set.
She is good. Why not?
All right. Well, never mind. Forget I said that then. Just listen tomorrow to the Backwards Newlywed Game.
Enjoy.
Great question. Listen and enjoy. Oh, and also about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I'm going to put one last offer out on the table for Dennis Murphy.
Uh-oh.
Dennis Murphy, I know you're out there. How about it? Tomorrow, you, in a diaper, with a quill of arrows.
Being the Valentine's baby.
In front of the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters.
Absolutely, and, you know, maybe we could get him one of those Nerf bow and arrow sets.
Yes.
So you can come down and be shot with the arrows of love.
That'd
by Dennis
nice.
Murphy.
Last chance, though, for Dennis to participate in the show.
Dennis, I know you were trying to get back in our favor when you came to the little band gig that I had. I know I wasn't nice to you. Dennis, this is a golden opportunity. Dennis, would it be safe to say if Dennis does this, his status is re-cemented on the show?
Yes, he would move right back to the top of the pile.
That's right,
to the top of the steaming pile of goo known as the regulars on the show.
And I think it's supposed to be very cold tomorrow.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello,
Don, Mike.
Yeah,
my brothers. How you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, I was wondering when you're going to get to the Brian Wilson CD.
Today. Promise. Mark it. Write it down. Promise.
Thank you very much. Because I'm heading out to Atlantic City in about an hour. And I go out, you know, once you get north of Baltimore, I can't pick you guys up, even on AM, so.
Gotcha. All right, promise we'll get to it.
Oh, Mike, by the way, I saw your wife the other night at Clyde's.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Clyde's. No, she looked very nice.
Really?
She's a very, very nice woman.
What night?
What night was that?
Just kidding.
She was banging waiters two at a time.
There you go. I knew that was coming.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I don't believe that.
Don, it's Mike.
You don't believe that, Rob?
No, I don't. I think that was a prank call.
Thank you, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I don't care if you guaranteed me that $500. I wouldn't sit in that room with that bitch.
With your ex-wife?
Yes.
You know what? Neither would I, my friend. Neither would I, but I guess that there are people out there who are bigger people than you and I.
Or fun for punishment.
I would not. Mike, take your current wife out of the equation.
Yes.
Think about your first wife, which is what I'm basing my denial on.
You know, it's so, with my first wife, as soon as, you know, everything, all the payments were done,
I mean, we went in totally different direction. Absolutely no contact. I don't know whether that's...
Would you
I mean, there were no children, and she went her way. I don't know where she is. She doesn't know where I am.
Would you sit in a room with her and play a radio game?
Sure. Yeah, with my first wife, absolutely.
See, that's where we're different.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was just...
I wouldn't.
But, I mean, it's so, you know...
I wouldn't, because the first one put me through too much crap.
So much... See, there wasn't that. And because of that, it would be okay.
For no amount of money, is there any amount of money that would get you in the same room with your first wife?
Sure. There's always been... Yeah, of course. With your first wife, there's always that level of tension that exists there.
And
this is not abnormal by any stretch of the imagination.
If she happens to be listening in one of our Wisconsin stations, how's it going at the sewage treatment plant? That brought me a great amount of joy when I discovered that my ex wife was working at a sewage
treatment plant. I'd sit with both of them and have them compare notes. That's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to
have your first wife compare notes with your current wife?
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah, to find out the similarities, to see where I can improve myself.
Oh god damn.
I'm not a beaten man, but I'm an introspective man at this
stage. All right, speaking of, you promised us today as a pre-Valentine's Day treat, the top 10 things I don't want to say ex-wife, your separated wife.
Yeah, we're not even really, that's not even finished yet either. So, but I mean, we are doing that. So, I mean, that's the stage of the game that we're at right now.
All right, so the top 10 things that Mike's wife hates about it. And this is not a goof, right?
It's not a goof.
It's a realist. I can see that your wife actually wrote down these items. Now, tell me the ones, though, that she wrote by herself.
All right, the seven, she wrote seven by herself. And then I reminded her, because we had discussed it, the three other ones. So these are all hers, really.
Okay.
Because, I mean, when I would bring something up, she's like, oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's right. I forgot.
Ah, damn.
All right, but I have put them in order of priority.
Okay.
That's my job. And I will also take these one-word things, and do my very best to, you know, explain them. But they're pretty straightforward.
So what she's done, rather than write down, like, in sentence form, she just has one-word
descriptions. Well, you know, I mean, we're not in a space right now where I think she's, going to take a tremendous amount of time to help me with the show.
Okay, got it.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Are we going to have any kind of... Number 10. I know a lot of guys can relate to this one. Jealousy. I'm a jealous man. I have jealousy. I really would. We'd be in situations where I would always think that maybe she's, she's looking at another guy interesting. So I'm a jealous type. I would say that's valid. It's a standard. It's not exciting.
Let me just say to me that
not exciting.
That's a sign that you care.
Okay, thank you.
Again, not that I am taking sides. You know, I'm on your side.
That's fantastic.
But I would view that as a sign that you care.
Okay, very good. Very good. Number 9. You ready for number 9?
Well, not if you want to wait for this card to read you.
But, all of these that are on the list,
the number 9 thing your wife hates about you.
Number 9, I get angry. I'm an angry man. I'm an angry, angry man. That's the general, that I'm an angry man.
Can't help you there.
Yeah, I am an angry man.
Can't help you there.
You know, I'm just kind of angry guy.
Let me just say again on your behalf.
I think you should put a slash there. She didn't finish this. Angry goes into the negative personality, where I have kind of a negative outlook on the world.
Let me just say.
I'm not going to say whether I agree with it or not, but I'm going to tell you that that's what's on the list.
Let me just say, and I feel the need to rebuff each of these on your behalf.
Thank you, counselor. I appreciate that.
Let me just say that I believe that the Mike that your wife married.
Yes.
How long ago was it? 7 years ago?
Yes.
Was the same Mike that he is today.
Angry man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Negative, angry.
What I'm saying is,
right,
it's not like anything's changed.
No, no. And
she's gotten the same package that she got back then.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. And I just got to throw in, because I am kind of, doing my own self-promotion here.
Yeah.
That anger really never directed ever at my children. You know, my wife and I have had a few fights, but I love my kids, and I'm not, I don't do it around them. You know, I do it like when I'm in a shopping mall.
Okay.
All right.
The number 8 thing.
This was an interesting...
Soon-to-be-separated wife hates about you.
This was an interesting one for me, and this is one where I chalk this up to kind of a learning experience, because this came out of nowhere. Volume. The volume that I speak at. The level of... it might be tied into the anger thing, but I don't think so. It's the volume... my voice, which really was kind of, hey, wow, how about that?
Let me again say that I will argue this point. God damn, you should hire me to be your lawyer.
Yes, yes. It's a no-fault thing, so it doesn't matter.
But still, it's simply in the court of public opinion.
Right.
I would say, You speak at a higher level for 4 hours a day.
Yeah, that is a natural way. When you do what we do for a living, you kind of, that's the way you talk.
You know, and you've been with me, and God knows Frida's been, well, with Rue McClanahan in the restaurant.
Right.
Where I wanted to call Rob and tell him the wish today is Rue McClanahan, and Frida said, keep your voice down. And I said, I am keeping my voice down. And she said to me, you don't understand. When you keep your voice down, your voice still is louder than anybody else's voice.
That's right.
Do you ever get it when you're talking to her on the phone and she's like 400 miles away and she'll say, be quiet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that too.
The next one is not comfortable for me to discuss, but I have to be honest.
The number seven reason that your separated wife hates you.
Number seven is, I call it waking up in the middle of the night wanting to have a little nookie, and she refers to it as sleeping attacks.
Sleeping attack.
And this is true. This is a valid one, and it's one that she had a problem with. It is me wanting to make whoopee in the middle of the evening. It is in the middle of the night, and waking her up to do so. I'd like to point out, though, counselor, I would always wake her up.
Let me just say.
Good for you,
thank
Mike. You.
Thanks, Mike.
But see, she didn't like that, and I completely understand that.
Let me say
I wouldn't like it, I suppose, either if I was in the middle of sleep.
Sure you would. let me say that. When two people are married, they sign a marital contract
right
between them, which includes boning 24 hours a day.
That's right.
And frankly, much like with the one about you being jealous,
yes,
she should be flattered.
Right.
And
okay.
And you know. Okay. So number six.
Number six. My lack of attention. In parentheses, bad listener. Tough one to defend on, it really is. On this one,
you are guilty.
You know that based on...
you are guilty.
I'd much rather hear what I have to say than what somebody else has to say.
You are.
There is nothing I can do.
What?
Ready to move,
what?
Move on.
What? You are so goddamn guilty of that one.
I am guilty of that, yeah. You know, my whole family is, and I only realized it through, you know, many sessions of counseling, is that my family's the kind of person, they'll say something, they'll make a statement, they'll even ask a question, and we all do this in the O'Mara family. We will ask a question, and then we will, like, literally, in my sister's case, literally look in the other direction and, like, start observing another table at a restaurant or something. I'm like, are you listening? And they'll turn around and say, what? What was that?
I've noticed.
So that, thanks, Buzz.
Well, Mike.
I appreciate that.
Mike,
you've noticed that.
Yeah.
Listen,
you were laughing about it. It's true.
We've all noticed.
Okay, really? So that's one that I really maybe ought to highlight.
Well, let me give you
work on that one.
Give you an example.
Like when we're out in a social situation or on the show.
Here's an example.
No, not on the show.
On the show, I think I pay attention.
I'll give you an example.
Yes.
That we'll be up in the office, and Rob will come up to the office, and Rob will start saying something like, hey, Julia did something fantastic over the weekend, and he'll start, and you will just, in the middle of what Rob's saying, you'll say, God, I didn't realize that President Bush's approval rating was 98%.
Okay, valid. Good. All right. Bonus. Bonus party. That was number was number six.
All right, number five. Let me say, we love that about you.
Well, thank you. No, but I mean, let me just put an asterisk there. Because, I mean, that'll help with anything, like my future endeavors. All right. Number five. Big one, and you know what? You're all going to go along with this one. This is not defensible. My attitude in traffic. Okay. My attitude in traffic, really, and I think everybody in this room, everybody I work with, has first-hand experience. Buzz, you're looking like it doesn't bother, and I don't think it does bother you.
Yeah, no, I've not had a personal problem with that.
Buzz actually
I've only heard about it.
Buzz actually enjoyed that one time we were driving. Well, maybe not.
I might have been egging you on, in fact.
Ah, that's
so
what it was.
There may be a little of that in me.
So what it is my attitude in traffic, really, that I have tried to get myself under control. I am not a good, I really, this is the way I look at it, and I don't do the road rage thing like I may have in the past, but I will tell you that my feeling when I get behind the wheel of a car is that everyone else is the enemy.
Let me just say, I've heard nothing yet that approaches deal-breaker status for me.
Well, Don, it's cumulative and significant.
Okay, four.
I must say that. Number four, and here's, you know, I mean, nothing I can do about this. Number four is gas.
Oh, now,
number
serious?
Four is gas. I don't know if she's serious or not, but I mean, she probably maybe going for a easy laugh here. But she put gas down, and you know what?
Come on, you're a normal man.
Let me tell you something. The morning gas is not, you know, really what has come out. I really think she does not like it.
That's one of your real. That's one of your all-time best ones we put on tape. And
that would sound like many. What do I mean, many? almost all morning.
Wow,
that's how I wake up in the morning.
Number three.
Where's number three? Now, this one, I'd like to defend myself on this one. Lack of energy at home. Which means basically
guilty.
Coming home, you know, and just kind of like not having a lot of energy for everybody.
Guilty.
That, Don, I'd like to mention that when I went on my antidepressant medicine, that contributed severely to that. If it was bad before, it was double after I went on that stuff. Because I would come home and I'd be like, I was not functional. But
defend you on that.
I was couch potato.
I remember the stories about your wife out on the backhoe and
right,
you know, digging ditches.
Yeah, maybe if I had been a little more, you know, in tune with that, I would have helped doing some project around the house. But I never did. And, you know, frankly, I don't have an interest in doing that.
Number two.
Yesterday, when you were talking about the reverse newlywed game, you had mentioned that we ought to ask, one of the questions should be, what is your least favorite physical characteristic on the person? And so I asked her specifically. She thought about it for a while. She made a couple of joke answers, and then she looked at me seriously, and she said, your earlobes. Wow. Now, I'm going to take off my headphones for a second and show you that.
Turn them down.
I don't like my
ear. So we don't get feedback.
I don't like my earlobes either. I'm gonna show you this. Okay, look what I can do. They're real. They're big and they hang. Knock it off, head. I don't want to hear a wow from you. Thank you very much. Behave yourself.
You don't have Prince Charles ears.
I don't have Prince Charles ears, but I have large earlobes. And
you do.
Much like what was the one that surprised me? The volume one. Even though I know I'm loud. I will tell you that the earlobes, I was just surprised. And I think she was somewhat sincere that she didn't like my big earlobes.
And the number one reason your wife hates you.
Not proud of this one, but I saved it for last because it is the most personally embarrassing to me. Stained underwear. That, I don't think requires any great explanation, but...
Let me just say, can I have a look at the list for a second?
Yeah, here it is.
You are a brave man for sharing that, and for that we salute you.
Thank you.
I would have to say...
Now, I'd also say, we're not talking about all underwear, we're talking about, you know, that occasional pair.
Right.
You know what, I bet... I don't know why you're getting separated. I really don't.
Well,
this could be my wife's listening for me. Hey, sweetie.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Why aren't we getting a divorce?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, well, now, the jealousy thing, you know I am jealous.
You're super jealous.
I'm super jealous. Now, you have to give me a pass on the anger, though.
Mm-hmm.
You've never known me to be a terribly angry man.
I wouldn't call you angry, but you do have, because you don't have, I think Mike has a hotter head than you do, but you are crabby in the extreme.
Hold on.
Not recently. Not recently.
Thank you. This is not like a 2-week thing.
No. Absolutely. No.
Months and months now.
No, it's been for about 6 months. You've been.
My wife brought it to my attention one day when I came home from work. She said, "You realize that?" And I would like to blame that on Ken Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "When you come home from work, you're just a big ass.
You were just unhappy and crabby, and we didn't want to be around you."
So I adjusted my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a temporary thing. And now, what about the volume? I know that you agree about the volume at which I speak.
The volume at which you watch TV, I now realize it's because you're a grandpa. Okay. But I don't know why. I mean, everything is louder around you.
All right. What about, let me see, my earlobes? My earlobes okay with you?
No, but you know what was grossing me out?
My earwax?
Yeah, it was
crap. We were in the car the other day, and she was saying, when you get home, you know, please.
I don't like talking to your profile.
For the love of God, you know, get a cute
song. Oh, man, earwax is gross.
All right.
Yeah,
so what? That's like a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, I left you a pair on there today. You're going to love gas, now, do you consider my gas to be a major problem?
It's not my favorite feature about
it. Yeah, and that's kind of where my wife is coming from. She is, I mean, it is not a major, but it is significant enough where I really got that vibe. I mean, not only is it on the list, but I really got the vibe that was something that may be a problem.
However,
but, you know,
you can have gas, but you can control it.
Exactly, and then my impression was that, you know, perhaps I should have behaved like I would around people in public.
How about a lack of energy?
Well, if you're talking about, you are a wild man with a remote control, But I don't see you out there, you know, with the rake very often. I have
no, that's not my bag. No. Attitude in traffic?
You do say a lot of bad words to people that can't hear you, where I have to enjoy your crabbiness with traffic, and that is kind of annoying. I mean, you can curse at other people, but you aren't disturbing their day. You're just killing my buzz, and I haven't cut you off.
All right. My
well,
lack
I feel
of,
like I'm listening to a playback.
My lack of attention. Bad listener was written here. Mike's a bad listener.
I think it's even been documented in the Washington Post that you only listen to my first paragraph and my last paragraph, that you cut out all the in-between.
All right. And the sleeping attacks.
No, you don't usually.
I attack you when you're awake.
No, it's mostly when I'm awake. I mean, because I think you learned early on that I don't respond.
That is very, and incidentally, that is on the list. That is very, very, that was hard because that is very significant. And I would say that she doesn't like that at all.
Generally, I would think our sex is consensual.
Well, you have tried that.
I'm talking about Frieda and I.
I know, but I mean, you made it sound like, that, you know.
I'm talking about Frieda and I.
You're making it sound like rape.
Honest to God, she didn't like that in the middle of the night. She really didn't.
After she turned you down a few times, didn't you get the hint?
No, probably not.
Well, see, my husband took that. My husband does not like rejection. So.
Well, you know, here's the deal. I because of the middle of the night thing, I mean, it didn't make her feel good. And that was something that I completely agree with and I would do differently.
What you got to learn is just how to deal with the rejection. That I've learned to deal with it. That I will, you know.
Let me just interject here when we're talking about rejection. It's not like I was rejected and then, you know, completely, I didn't force myself
on this woman. I'm talking about me, not you. I mean, I've gotten used to the rejection. I've gotten used to
saying
to her, hey, you know, we got the house to ourselves. And, you know, like the other day when I told you, she said, look, I'm cooking eggs.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Exactly.
So I'm used to
that. On the list is that is a big one for me. That is one that I would change and that I completely agree with.
Well, I don't know.
You used to try the middle of the night thing until you found out it didn't get you anywhere. So you stopped trying.
Right.
Now, when you would try your middle of the night thing, would Laura reject you, and then after a while you'd be trained?
Yeah, well, it just stopped after a while. You know, it stopped after a while. But
there
I mean, I think that I think when it was happening, she really didn't like it, and it bothered her, and it's valid.
So then the problem would be fixed. I mean, I have a lot. I do have a lot of the same complaints with my husband, but he usually tries to fix them. And I know given time you would have fixed yours, too.
Thank you. That's very nice. And you know what? Can I say something really about this seriously? And I said this to Don last night. One of the things, the attitude we have, and I want everybody to know this because it's important. When we're going through this, we are doing this, and we are, you know, I'm not predicting the future, and neither is my wife. We are doing this. We are, as many people do in these situations, we are separating to try to work things out. That is why we are saying time apart. We're doing that. Hopefully down the road, you know, things could work out. I certainly hope so. I love her. I do. She loves me. This is something I hope is going to work out. So, you know, I know I talk about it a lot, and, you know, I know that I make the list of things that I do wrong, but I do want people to know that that is the attitude of me, and that is the attitude of my wife. That is why we are doing what we're doing. And that list is a list of 10 items. And there are, you know, emotional issues involved that go perhaps slightly deeper than that.
All right, because I was going to say
that is not the be-all.
If you take the list at face value, you would say this would be the list of any normal married guy.
But you also, you know, when you're on that list, you're talking about, you're talking about things that that relate to other things, and you're talking about people that are trying to get along. You know, frankly, it's just, you know, not getting along. And man, that's it. I know it sounds like a real blanket thing, but it's not getting along. I love her. You know, she's the mother of my beautiful children, and nothing would make me happier than if in the long run there's a happy ending to this thing and we get back together. I would be very happy. I believe she feels the same way, but for now, this is what we're doing.
You give this list back to your wife,
yes.
and note that I have written a number 11.
Very good. Okay.
Which I think it really is.
This is something that you've... you know what? Not a problem. Don wrote on number 11, booze. You know what? Not a problem. You would think. Absolutely not a problem.
No, and I can tell you the reason why, and I have it right from the horse's mouth, why the booze doesn't bother her.
Why?
Because if you act like a jerk and you're drunk, she can blame it on the booze.
Did she really say that to you?
Yes.
God damn.
All right, sweetie, love you.
I love you, too.
See you later.
All right, goodbye.
Let me just say, that top 10 list, that sounds, like I said, very pedestrian. Listen, my wife had many of the same complaints.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, that I'm just going to keep. I'm going to keep as a little memento.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Hideout.
Damn it, I want to run. I'm charming. I'm fun to look at. I got imbeciles around me, too.
Weeknights after Ron and Fez on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
Looking for a place to go tonight? Check out Hard Times Cafe and Q for billiards, video games, and football on big screen TVs. And don't forget that great Hard Times food at Hard Times Cafe and Q.
Hello, fine people of the world. It's me again, letting you know why I, the Verizon Super Pages, am the creme de la creme of the Yellow Pages business. For those of you who don't have my savoir-faire and tonnage, that means the Verizon Super Pages is better. You see, the Verizon Super Pages is the only Yellow Pages that's with you wherever you go. The Super Pages is on the Internet. The Super Pages can be downloaded to your cell phone. Other books just sit at home in a dusty drawer, weeping like a little girl who just ate too much Halloween candy. That's right, you other books. You heard me. I can say anything I want about you because you're stuck at home and cannot catch